Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. First reason I want you to do root canals is because it's the best way to get out of survival mode, to buy yourself a little bit of cushion. And quite frankly, I'd rather do root canals than do two or three fillings. A, it pays better. B, it's one patient versus two or three patients. Any number of reasons, okay? We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your amazing host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and I am alone again, although I didn't tell you last episode I was alone. But listen, this week I want to share some insights that I've learned from our newest mastermind group that we just started. That was a little surprising and disturbing to me at the same time. Hopefully this will help you. All right, so let's get going on this one. This will probably be a short episode, but then again, I like to talk a lot, so who knows what's going to happen, right? And it revolves around endodontics. Here we have 14 people in this time's mastermind. And out of the 14 people, 10 of the practices were doing minimal to no root canals, but they all answered yes, that they do root canals. But then when we look at their tracker and see how much money we're doing root canals, basically they're doing a root canal every so often. And if you're a single doctor with two hygienists, that means you have 2,000 active patients. There's no way that you're only doing one, maybe two root canals a month. It's literally almost mathematically impossible. Okay, and when you dive into it, what I found out is that most of these offices do anterior endo only. They don't really do premolars, and they for sure don't do molar endo. And I ask them why, and they say, well, I'm busy enough doing the other stuff I like to do, and I'm making enough money. And I go, well, I don't care. It's not a choice. And so I had to give them tough love, and I want to give you tough love. So let's talk about this. Endodontics is one of those fundamental skills that you have got to have if you want to advance your practice. Now, let me walk you through this. Number one, on average, my guess, I'm not doing any statistics, but this is just based on my office and working with hundreds of other offices. If you're a single doctor, two hygiene practice, you should be doing anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 worth of root canals per month in your practice. And by that, I also want to clarify that by saying that's saying only doing 50% of the molars that walk into your practice and probably doing about 75 to 80% of all the root canals in your practice. So you're still referring out and taking, quote unquote, taking care of your endodontist. I'm not going to go down that road. But so I'm not saying you have to do every molar that walks in, but probably with good training and good mindset, you can do half the molars that walk into your practice. So you should be able to do half the molars that walk into your practice. So let me put that into perspective. So that's $5,000 to $7,000 a month. That's $60,000 to $80,000 annually. That's on a 20-year career, that's $1.2 million to $2 million in revenue that you're literally not doing because you don't like it, or you're better off doing fillings or whatever it is. And I find that absolutely absurd. Okay, so if I came to you and said, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do a procedure that will give you $1.2 million to $2 million over your lifetime. Okay, that's a very highly profitable procedure. You would probably say you're nuts not to do it, but yet the vast majority of you are not doing that every month. Now, that's the one. That's the first reason I want you to do root canals, is because it's the best way to get out of survival mode, to buy yourself a little bit of cushion. And quite frankly, I'd rather do root canals than do two or three fillings. A, it pays better. B, it's one patient versus two or three patients. Any number of reasons, okay? Now, let's go into the real reason that I found that learning to do root canals was beneficial to me. So if I back up to about 2004, 2005, I was 5 years into practice. That's when I started doing root canals. At that point, it's because I needed to make money. So I was tired of referring them out. So I started doing them. But then what I found was, man, it helped me improve the number of complex cases I was doing. So now when I was doing a smile case and a patient had an existing crown, you know, with some decay around it, I was confident, hey, I could do that root canal. I can do it at the same time I'm prepping your teeth. I don't need to refer you out to get the root canal done and then hope you come back for me to do the cosmetic work. If I'm doing a quadrant on my sedation patients, if I'm doing dentistry and we say, hey, this tooth may need a root canal, I'm able to do it while you're sedated versus, hey, you know, in that situation, we'll stop, we'll refer you out, I'll have to sedate you again, get you back in the chair. All of these are the reasons that the side benefits that we don't often think about of why I believe root canals or endodontic treatment is a fundamental necessity for every general practice. You've got to learn how to do these, especially if you have any desire to do complex care or multidisciplinary care. You got to be able to do it because it's inevitable that these large cases are going to need this type of dentistry. Okay, and then quite frankly, if you're not interested in doing that type of care, then if you want to make money to support your life and your family, you need to do root canals because they pay better than most other things. Now, the third thing I've talked to, and this applied to about 60% of the people in our mastermind, is I said, are you a single visit chairside CAD/CAM office? And the answer out of 60% of them was yes. I go, then you need to understand that every root canal you do is a $2,500 procedure. And they all said, what do you mean by that? I go, it's a root canal buildup and crown in a single 2-hour visit. And they all said, wait a minute, how do you do that? I go, I've been doing that for 20 years now. Prep the tooth, get rid of the decay, do a quick buildup to back to the prep, scan it, send it to the milling unit, then do your endo access, then fill your endo, then do your buildup and cementation all at the same time, plop it all on there, and boom, there you go. Now, there's more details into it than that, but that's the gist of it. So understand that every time you're referring out that endo, that's a $2,500 procedure that you could be doing in a single visit for your patients, and your patients would rather have you do this. So now, hopefully I've got you interested in leveling up your endodontic skill. And then the next question is how is endo easier today than when I learned it in school or whatever it is? And I said, listen, when I was in dental school, we didn't even have an endo specialty department. We learned how to do endo, and I'm not that old, okay? I graduated dental school in 1999. We learned how to do endo with hand files, literally twisting them with hand files. And today's endo is so, and then we would put like 400 gutta percha in there to fill the canal. And today's endo is so much simpler. Let me walk you through it. One, when you prep your crown first and then do your access, you can see so much better, so much better. So visualization is way easier with that mentality and approach. Number two, now we're dealing with instrumentation, the hardware, the endodontic machines that will literally have apex locators built into it so that you put your file in the handpiece, you put your handpiece in the canal. When it hits the bottom of the canal, when it hits the apex, it backs out on its own. When it binds in the canal, it auto-reverses on its own. No longer do you have to take working lengths. No longer do you have to worry about any of that stuff. And then we're talking about files today that are all these like fire treated, heat treated. I don't even know the words that these marketing people are making up with all these files these days. But these files, they do separate, but they separate so rarely that it's a non-issue. So now, and then you work with a crown-down approach. You work with an orifice opener, and then you work down to get your canals. The other thing that's changed is we're not making our file shaping nearly as big. It's not unusual to file to a 25-04-06 or a 30-04-06 and calling that a day and calling that completed. We're now relying more on our medicaments, our sodium hypochlorite, our EDTA, all of these things to help cleanse and decontaminate the canals. And now we're doing either single cone gutta percha fills with ceramic sealers, or we're using the warm obturation method with a backfill to fill these canals. So look, this type of work is very well within the reach of the typical general dentist. And if you're a 3D dentist listener, 3D dentist person, if you're a Dentistry Made Simple listener, then you definitely have the skills and the wherewithal to do all of this. So if you're looking to learn how to do endodontic treatment, give our friends at Comet, K-O-M-E-T. They have a great endodontic system, some great files. It's what we've recently moved our office to, and they're a direct company with great service and support, and they'll do a great job for you. They don't pay me to say any of that, but they've been great to us, and we want, they have an amazing system of how to do this. They'll come to your office and walk you through this. They have some training programs that you can attend, but certainly take a look at that. So the core message here is stop making excuses, understand what's negotiable and non-negotiable, and not doing endodontic treatment is a non-negotiable skill set that you have got to have for your career, especially if you're trying to make money and or you're trying to improve your skill set to do complex cases. Learn how to do endo. It's not as daunting as you thought. If T-Bone can do it, you can do it. Hopefully this episode was helpful for you. If you found it helpful, leave some comments, write to us, let us know what else you want to talk about. Let us know how you implemented this, what change our episodes have made for you. Let us know if we can help you. Please visit 3D-dentist.com and let us know how we can help you grow your practice, expand your clinical skills, and get you to have better soft skills and leadership in your practice. Let us know how we can do that for you. We're helping dentists make amazing clinicians and build amazing businesses and practices, and we'd love to help you out too. So have a great day, and I'll see you next week.